On the ABC show Shark Tank, entrepreneurs pitch their business ideas to potential investors. The investors, or sharks as they're called, either sink the propositions or get on board and invest. A Charlotte sports company called TPG Sports Group held its own version of the event last week called Sports Tank. 14 entrepreneurs from around the country pitched their ideas. As WFAE's Lucy Perkins reports, some did better than others.
Jason Christofek flew to Charlotte from Lincoln, Nebraska for this moment. He's seeking a $500,000 investment in his company.
You're always nervous. You're in front of a crowd, you're presenting, so you always get a little bit of nerves, and you never know what kind of questions they're going to ask.
He's the founder of FanStream. It's an app for groups of people to buy tickets to minor league games. It also collects data from users, which they can use to market strategically and get users to buy more tickets. Here he explains it to the group of shark investors.
Every customer that we acquire equals roughly $25,000 in annual revenue for FanStream.
All he needed was one investor, and it sounds like he's going to get it.
Jason, I think you are onto something here. I need to know what money you need to make this thing successful.
Other sports startups making the trip included a customizable clipboard for coaches, apps that would deliver food to your stadium seat, and Facebook exclusively for golfers. These entrepreneurs have nursed their ideas like babies, poured a lot of money into them, and stayed up late for months or years developing them.
To us, you know, that means they're serious.
That's Amish Shah, an investor with a venture capitalist firm in Charlotte. He wants to make sure that a founder's top priority is their startup.
There's a lot of founders that do this part-time, have a great idea, but they're not all in. You know, you need to have founders that are willing to do everything they can 24/7, 365 for it.
The day didn't go so well for a company called Lightboard. It's a company that puts LED lights on snowboards and helmets. Investors asked basic questions like, what's your focus? Where did your initial funding come from? They told Lightboard that they liked the idea, but they weren't ready to invest.
But me and Chris need to see a co-founder and a crowdfunding campaign success on one product. Right, Vasu, so we know there's something there.
Each presentation includes a 5-minute pitch and a 15-minute Q&A. This is where Christofek of FanStream excelled. The investors were satisfied with nearly all of Christofek's business plan, although they clearly didn't think his last answer was realistic.
No, I will not lose money this year. Okay.
Things look good for FanStream. New York investor Chris Steele was interested, which made Christofek feel pretty good too. Christofek is reserved, even after he made a potentially huge deal for his company. And he says there's a good reason for that.
One thing you find out about this is like the highs are really high and the lows are really low. And the swings in those happen so much that you have to learn to kind of stay within it.
At the lunch break, Christofek finds Chris Steele, the potential investor from New York, to talk. Steele is standing in a closed circle of sharks, talking about what they liked and didn't like from the morning session. Christofek waited politely for the right moment.
All right, so we got to exchange information somehow.
They talk about next steps, and Steele reiterates several times that if this deal happens, he'll be a very active partner in the company. He likes FanStream because of the data component. Sports teams that use FanStream pay to access user data.
My mom was the first one I texted, so it's a good feeling, you know. I mean, you work hard, you do a lot of things, and, you know, maybe someday you'll get a paycheck.
Christofek hasn't signed a deal yet. But already, the investor wants to know when the ultimate exit would be, when the founder wants to move on from FanStream. Christofek hopes to sell in a couple years. For WFAE News, I'm Lucy Perkins.